Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's Value Meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Take your chances,
live it large. Hit it hard. Good morning, JD.
Welcome to Moe's.
Hey. Oh, man, how you doing, buddy?
What's up? Good. How you guys doing?
Good. We got Justin Moore back in the group with us. Been a while. He's been writing songs down in Florida, JD. So great to have him back today.
JD, but real quick, I got the gift that you sent. So thank you, brother. That'll go in my pool house.
Did we lose JD? Did you hear that, JD?
Yeah. I could barely hear you guys.
Yeah, Justin was saying thanks for the gift. I saw the gift. Did you see it, Raj? It's a. Can you say what it is, JD? I mean, JM.
Oh yeah, it was a picture of me and Justin back on my bus during the thing we did in Huntsville for Dean. Canvas picture. I thought it was cool that I sent to him.
Well, I appreciate it, brother.
Very nice, JD. Did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
Just a little bit of it. I really wasn't into it, man. I just couldn't get into the game for some reason. I don't know.
I will say this, you know, and Justin, you pointed out, you know, Mendoza does come across a little awkward at the ends of games because he'll go from crying to, yeah, let's go, let's get him, you know. But you told us a story.
Strange kid.
You told us a story.
He acts like he's on the spectrum or something.
I think he might be. I think you're on something.
I mean, that's the way he acts.
Whatever. But you told us an interesting story, Brandon, you heard what he did at Cal.
His mom has MS. I think that's been pretty well covered.
Right.
And everywhere that he goes, he tries to partner with local restaurants and create a menu item to support MS causes around the country, and I was trying to figure out who to root for last night, and I learned that Fernando Mendoza, when he was at Cal, partnered with a restaurant called La Burrita and created the Mendoza Burrito to support Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. And I was like, the guy's got his own burrito. I got to pull for him.
Yeah, he's an outstanding young man. Of course, did you see the story about his dad does not stand up during the game,
right.
just to make his mom feel more comfortable? Right. It's a great story. You know, he's a kid, JD, that Miami didn't even allow to walk on. Said he wasn't even good enough to walk on when he tried a couple years ago. And it just goes to show you, if you keep grinding and keep working hard, there's chances are that, you know, there's a chance you could be very successful.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know about that from previous couple, you know, times that he talked. But, that kid's good, man. That whole team, is that the most wins the college football team's ever done?
Yeah, it's the most since like 1869 or so, or 1880 or something. It's only happened once before, and it's been that long. You know, in this day and age, you know, it's tough to go that long,
right?
You know, and win every game. They had some close ones, you know, that one against Penn State. They were very fortunate to win, but it does give hope, JD. You know, even Cignetti said last night, everybody looking around should show that. You know, we've proven that you can do something special, and we hope that happens, you know, in Fayetteville with Silverfield and what he's doing up there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, miracles. Hey, there's always a chance for miracles.
Did you see John about the Razorback from that was in Peru that won like the Latin American Amateur Championship and qualified for like the Masters and U.S. Open? I think he's 25. Did you see the story on that?
Yeah, that was awesome. I know that's one of Lil John's buddy, Mateo, and then Julian was another kid that played Arkansas, almost won it, you know, before he went pro. So. That's awesome, man. That's good. That's a good good thing for the Hogs there for the golf team, too, because Mateo was a hell of a player. Still is.
We haven't mentioned it a whole lot, Roger, because we've been talking about the football game. Hey, big game for the Razorbacks tonight, 8 o'clock tip time versus Vanderbilt. A game that really the Razorbacks, it would be nice to win these two at home. Yeah. John, any thoughts on the Georgia game and thoughts about the game tonight?
I think we can beat them. Our home record's pretty good, man. I love the way we're playing. I think, you know, when you get with Coach Cal, man, he brings so many new kids in, and they start clicking about this time. So, and they've been clicking pretty good throughout the season. But I think they all are really clicking together, and I think this will be a hell of a basketball game.
I don't know what is it, Rog?
One and a half.
So are we favored?
Mm-hmm.
So the Oakland Sports Line is 1.5. Are they ranked number 10, Josh? Is that where they're ranked?
They dropped to 19, I believe.
Oh, they dropped to
15, maybe.
15.
We're 20. Yeah, we're 15.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, be nice, Justin. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. Your thoughts on the basketball team the last few weeks?
I think doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, took it on the chin a little bit against Georgia, but at Georgia.
Tough environment.
Georgia's good. And I didn't feel as though, outside of too many turnovers and some rebounding issues, I thought we played fine. I just thought Georgia played really, really well and shot it really, really well.
It's a top 20 team, yeah.
And it's tough to go on the road and beat a top 20 team. So I mean, that it's not a bad loss or anything, but
give them a 9-point head start, and it's really tough to come back.
That was the first 4
minutes. Well, 19-3 head start.
Yeah.
And so, but I think, like you said, if you're in the same breath as you say. You know, it's not a bad loss. Well, then you better take care of business at home. So, I think they will.
Also, Razorback.
But Vandy's really, really good.
That's right.
I will say.
Razorback basketball.
So Vandy's real good.
Razorback baseball practice cranked up. Although, John, I don't know if you heard what the temp's supposed to be here. I mean, it's supposed to get – it's in the mid-20s now. In Fayetteville, Roger, probably, what, 10, 15
now? I don't know. Just looking at it, it doesn't look like they're going to be worse than we are.
Is it about the same? Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, cold weather on the way.
What's that?
Thank goodness the Razorbacks have the indoor facility. I think they call it the Fowler facility. Roger, you and I have been in that before.
Absolutely,
Justin. I'm sure you have, and John, you too. Because I don't know how some of those northern teams – you can't operate without an indoor facility when you have weather like this. But
I know.
Razorbacks are preseason top 10. I think preseason top 10 in both baseball and softball.
That's what used to make the cold weather teams a little tougher. You know, because they didn't have, you know, when you're going up to see, you know, Chicago play Chicago, New England, or some of those teams, it was colder and you weren't used to it.
Well, again, I think we were preseason 4, Justin and JD in baseball. So it's almost like we go from the misery of the fall to where, okay, all right, now we're winning in our sports. We're winning in basketball. We're gonna not.
Golf,
we're
yes,
gonna win in baseball, softball, just to get to a track or whatever.
Wow.
And two, by the way, Roger.
Go ahead,
JD.
Get back on that winning records.
Yeah, it's nice to win. Roger, what do I got on here today? How would you describe this?
I tell you what, that is a good looking man on your chest, and it's a picture of you. It's a drawing, artist rendering of you, Johnny.
Yeah, it's the John Daly look now with the big white
hair.
Beard.
And the hair looks good on that.
Could you even go back to the non beard, John? Or you think this is JD to death here, going with the big beard?
I've had a lot of people always, you know, maybe 1 out of 20 people might say, you need to shave that beard, you'll be younger again. I said, hell. I don't want to shave it. I think I'll look older.
right.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I do want to thank Moe's again for sponsoring JD.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, how does that?
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
Absolutely, John. It's a pleasure.
I mean, that is a legit. And you were saying too. You know, and JD and JM may appreciate this. I know Roger eats perfectly. Moses, for you, you said restaurants today, if you want to be successful, you have to offer
some health-focused items, and we're trying to pay attention to what the people want.
And you're doing that with the protein bowl? Yeah. Is that the deal?
Yeah, the Mo Protein Bowl. Double portion of protein with rice and beans, two kinds of cheese, which also has a little bit of protein there, and then some pico de gallo.
Also talking about today, there's a list out today, the top sitcom neighbors in the history of television, the top sitcom neighbors. Roger, if you went old school, you would go I Love Lucy.
Lucy and Ethel. Fred and somebody helped me out there with, it was Norton and Trixie.
Yeah.
Ralph Cranberry.
All in the Family had the Jeffersons.
Had the Jeffersons.
And then the Jeffersons had
the Willis.
Yeah, the Willises.
Good Times had Willona. Willona was across the hall, just like Kramer is on Seinfeld. I thought you started out with saying bad neighbors or mean neighbors or something. You amended it, that's okay to say neighbors. I think you should go that route.
I didn't even say number one. You know what the number one listed was? Ned Flanders on The Simpsons. I've never watched The Simpsons, so I just don't know. Kramer, Seinfeld was number two.
Yeah, the Ned Flanders.
Ed Norton.
Well, Simpsons been on for 100 years.
30 years.
Norton, Honeymooners.
Norton.
Yeah, Norton. Yeah, you got
the
one.
The first one I thought it was Mr. Roper on Three's Company.
Yeah, that was
Don Knotts.
Yeah, that's right. That was mentioned earlier.
He was Mr. Furley. Yeah, he was Mr. Furley.
On Home Improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, Wilson was listed. He was number 11. You got any of those jobs?
And somebody said Fred Sanford and Julio.
Steve Urkel,
I think Julio
Family Matters.
Yeah. Yep, that's on the list. What about you, JD? You got anyone come to mind?
Yeah, I love a Judge Said Three's Company, man. I love that show.
Yeah, it's
and the Jeffersons was Jeffersons were hilarious. Mm-hmm. The Jeffersons were great.
Yeah, the dynamic between George Jefferson and Carol O'Connor was outstanding. And then you go to the Jeffersons, and then you had the white neighbor married to the black woman,
the Willises.
The Willises, and that was a fun dynamic. And then
they became in-laws.
And then you think of all the spinoffs, Roger. We were talking about Rhoda.
It was Mary Tyler Moore had Rhoda.
That's right.
And Phyllis, and both of those had shows, and I can't tell you who their neighbors were.
Yeah, we even went back to Gladys Kravitz and the Bewitched.
I don't think Jeannie had any. I can't recall any with Jeannie.
Yeah, so 661-1037 if you want to be a part of that. And there's 5,000 of those.
I don't think the Cartwrights had any neighbors.
Would have been a long way away.
Would have been a long way. Because you're not living on the Ponderosa, right.
One of the things, JD, that we were also talking about is examples of people or teams that have done what Indiana did, just the most unexpected, a shocker or whatever. Of course, they did this over 2 years. And, of course, some people talked about your PGA championship that nobody saw coming. And it just makes it that much sweeter when you do something that the world's not expecting and you accomplish it.
And I look back when Joe Theismann got hurt and the Redskins when, what's the kid's name that came in and ended up winning the Super Bowl for him?
That year?
Was that
wasn't ripping.
Yeah. Was it Doug Williams?
Doug Williams.
Was that the same?
Was
that the same year? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Wasn't that the Redskins when Theismann got hurt? They were predicted to win the Super Bowl, and it was Williams.
Yeah,
Doug Williams. Who did he come in and win a?
I didn't know that. I'll be corrected. I did not know that was the same. If that's the case, that is a great story. I thought that was a separate year. But you know what? We're going to check. We're going to fact check John Daly.
1985 is when he.
I'm
got
not
hurt.
Sure about the year. I'm not sure about
you guys
the year,
can fact check Don. I'll let him. I'll let it go.
So freaking good that year.
All I know is that
that's
Lawrence.
That's when LT separated Joe Theismann's leg. And I think Doug Williams came in. I could have swore they won the Super Bowl that year.
All right.
Well, now he won it. Theismann went down in November of 85, and Williams led the Skins to a victory Super Bowl in 88.
No, so you're off a few years, John, but that's okay.
Okay.
Sorry, John.
I was a little off. I thought that was an unbelievable stride. I could have swore it was that year. But
you know what, John? If you shaved your beard, you might remember it.
Right. Hell, if I shaved my beard, I wouldn't remember my name.
All right, buddy. Thanks, JD. Appreciate
thanks,
you, man.
Johnny.
Love y'all. Go Hogs.
Love you. Go Hogs.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like, wait a minute, is that right?
Oh, like, he's like, who's the kid? Anybody. I'm like, I don't know about that one.
All right, do not go away. 7:50 here, Morning Man.